Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
You know what? Let's all do this together. We're going to laugh together because it took me, I've been posting everything, right? So I haven't been looking at my own reflection and my necklace is on backwards. So we're going to do this together.
I love it.
What am I wearing? Oh yeah, that's not going, doesn't go that way.
Maybe. Whatever, is it a stone?
You know what it is? It's Ganesh.
Oh, but maybe it needed to be toward you for that time, for whatever reason.
Clearing the obstacles out of the way.
Within you, yes. Now we can all share in that.
That feels so much better, doesn't it, everybody? All right, feeling lighter and brighter. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Right. Come on in.
So we've got Judy and Linda and Katrina and Lisa. They're all coming in. Christy. Okay. Australia. Katrina, where are you at? Carolina for Christy. Texas for Cindy. So we're getting everybody in there. They're all starting to file in. If you guys are wondering where everybody's filing in, if you are watching us live, click on the banner. It should open you up into the BBS Radio TV, and you can comment in there. We'll see it. We'll share and interact with you. And if you are watching this at a later time when it's not live and you would like to participate, Friday nights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, BBS Radio on Facebook. We go live. You see our pretty little faces, and you can watch me change my necklace around live. So
live.
Petrina's from Texas. Tiffany said, "We got Texas in the house." All right. We do have Florida in here as well. Tabitha, Lisa. Oh, I think I already said hi to Lisa.
I have a niece, Tabitha, but she's not in Florida.
Oh. Well then, we'll keep her here. She's somewhere in our hearts. But Tiffany's in the house.
Tiffany, woo! Yeah, Tabitha is Tiffany's cousin.
Oh, that makes so much sense,
doesn't it?
For those of you who are new, Tiffany is Julia's daughter. That's out of the bag now. Yeah. So if you want to chat with her, you got to go to the chat room. All right.
True.
Another Florida. So we're getting, that's fun. We've got a bunch from Australia, Texas, and Florida.
Okay. So, yeah.
Here we go.
Woo. Good representation.
You guys are banding together. And then I'm sorry, Christy. I don't see any other North Carolina. However, I would like to visit the Carolinas. So if that
they're
comes,
beautiful. North Carolina is gorgeous.
I would love to go.
Yeah. Well, they both are, but North Carolina is. What I remember is more woods. And I was only on the coast in South Carolina, so that's what I remember about it. It's like it was more coastal, but it could be just because that's where I was. Okay. They're both great.
I would
great.
Love to be on the coastal part because I like that. I like the water. Yes. Okay, so Chrissy's going to have a house party on the coast of the Carolinas. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Didn't mean to invite everybody to Chrissy's house.
But she did.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. So, how was your week?
My week's been good. Yeah. It's been good. Has it gone by fast for you?
Well, I swear we were just doing this.
Yeah. Some of the weeks, you know, I mean, it kind of went fast, but there was still, you knew it was a week. This week, I don't know what, it's like you said, it was like, we just did this. Which is wonderful. I actually, at this point in time, I'm okay with that. It's like it moving really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of stuff going on all the time. So it's great. And actually I was telling you that I had some schedule changes this week. So I've actually ended up with some time off. So I got to go to the lake. So out here we have near me a lake called Hag Lake. And I got to go out with some girlfriends on Mermaid Monday.
Oh, how so cool is that?
I know. And those girls were made for the water. They were on one of those pontoon party boat kind of boats. Thank you for that. And they just open the their little doorways and they go run and jump in the water. And I'm like, is there stairs? Like, they do this every Monday. That's why it's Mermaid Monday. And I got to finally join them. And I'm like, where's the little easy way down? And where's the puppy? And where's the rubber ducky? I was so high maintenance. But I'm sure I also provided ample entertainment as I was trying to get into the floaty thing. But and so that was a lot of fun. Got to do that and be in the sun and play, actually have a play day. So that was good.
So yay, that's good.
Yeah. And then I did something, you know about it, but I haven't confessed to you guys, the audience, yet. I added to the family again. We go get that addition on Monday.
It's official.
It's official.
Cutie. Very cutie. Cutie.
I don't know if a picture, let me see if I can find a way to bring the picture up here and share it with everybody. Because that's who I am. I want to share it. Let's see. I have to find the messenger that I sent it to my kids. But anyways, sometimes these things pick us.
Yeah, true.
And this is one of those moments. So that's going to be Boo.
Boo?
Boo. This is Jaden's the one that's holding Boo. That's my son, Jaden. And he has been wanting a husky puppy for a very long time. And so I was sitting here working one day and I was on Facebook scrolling and all of a sudden there's this litter of husky puppies. And I thought, why not look and find out? So I messaged her. She, the gal that has the puppies, is just not maybe 15, 20 minutes from me.
Wow.
And Boo was available. I was like, do you still have this one? I do. So we went to go see Boo. And that was fun. Absolutely the cutest thing. We got in there. We sat on the floor. And that little dog, she had four in the cage. And she let them out. And that one ran right up to Jaden and climbed in his lap. And then, of course, played around. But it was like, oh, you're here.
Yeah, you know, exactly. It's his dog. You know, they do pick up the pace for us, you know?
Yeah.
That's how Rocket was. I was told. The picture, when I saw the picture and I saw his eyes, I'm like, that's the one, that's the, my dog. And then when I went and picked him up, they were like, you can take him and see how you guys get along. And then they told me later, they said, well, you know, he's a little standoffish at first. He's kind of shy, but he'll warm up. They said two other people didn't choose him because he was standoffish and they didn't think he was going to be sociable. So see, he was my dog. He was just waiting. And that's like this. Boo was waiting.
Boo was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it was cute because that's the one he picked out when he saw the pictures. He's like, I like that one. And then we get there and that's the one that runs up in his lap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have one that was born with three legs. So it's missing one leg. And oh my God, she was such a little treat. She was so fun and climbing on everyone and just being really cute and adorable. And it's like, I didn't think that would be challenging later. I would be so tempted to take that, but I had to walk out. You know me, I'm going to take them all. So yeah, it's like, sure. How many are available? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, I did manage to keep it to just the one. So that's good. But so let's see. What do we got in here? Okay, so Linda does want to know, what's going on with time? I was doing QHHT session third week in August, and I was sure that it was September 1st, and that even went on the recording.
Love it. Okay. I love it.
You know, I have done things like that where I'm booking and looking at the week ahead, and then I forget that I'm not in that week.
Yeah,
I've done things like that.
But I was just talking to Jenny about that very thing today. And it was like, what I find myself doing is I have to keep, and I've been having to do this for a little while. Every morning I get up, okay, today is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday. But now it's not just the morning. It's like throughout the day, I have to go, okay, today is this. So this and this. I mean, it's like, a part of me keeps going, oh my gosh, this must be the beginning of senility. And then the other part, it's like, no, you're just dimension hopping here. It's like there's so much of this going on. It really is messing with this.
It really is. And so many people, so many people keep telling me, it's like, oh my gosh. One of the people that I had a session with, they were saying, I'm trying to think of how they worded it, that their mind was fading. They were having a hard time focusing and staying focused and clear. And I was like, oh, that might just be the energy, it's hard to say. But yeah, so we've got, let's see.
Well, and who knows about what the like there was some stuff astrologically that just happened this last week, wasn't there? Like, was that the first of the week? Like, a bunch of planets were in retrograde or something. Anyway, that was supposed to be like over the weekend and into Monday. I think it was, I saw something where it might create some turmoil. It's like, because it's bringing up all this stuff, and so you might have some things going on around you
Yeah,
because
like a
of,
constant PMS or
well, or just people having to deal with their stuff, and then if they're not aware, or even the ones that are aware, it just happens because we got to deal with it.
yeah.
And so that was kind of out there, and I didn't pay it much attention when I read it, but then sure enough, it's like boom, things happened, and I was like, whoa, okay. But I had to remind myself, oh, this had to do, it was either this week or last week. I don't remember now. Now that I'm saying that, maybe it was last week.
Well, remember,
Honestly, because I don't know my time now.
I know, and I did that when we did our conference, and I was like, a couple of weeks ago, and you're like, that hasn't even been a week yet. And I'm like, oh. And the same thing, like getting this puppy, to me, I feel like I've been waiting forever to be able to go get her and bring her home because she wasn't 8 weeks yet. So we don't get her till Monday, but that was just this week that I went to look at her, and it feels like we've been waiting for a couple of weeks already. So it's kind of interesting that it feels like it goes really fast, but also it's like we're further along than we are. No, we're not.
Yeah, I
Well,
want to
so
say
we have our
warp, but
first.
is it like a time warp? It's not something, it's not everybody, like you're saying, it's not everybody experiencing it fast, not everybody experiencing it slow, or all the time. It may be we're all going through this, some fast, some slow, and so that kind of feels like a warp. It's like it's skewed. It's just.
It is, it's skewed. That's a great word for it. Okay, so yeah, Tracy says that she keeps thinking that it was the next day ahead, meaning she would think it was Tuesday and then it's actually Monday. I
I
could
was
see
doing
that.
that yesterday.
Yeah.
It was so funny because I had something I had to do today, and in order for it to be done in a timely manner for next week, because of the holiday, next week. And so it was like
Yeah.
it had to be done today. And yesterday, all of a sudden, I just went freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't done it. Oh my gosh. And it's like, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow you do that, not today. It was like,
Yeah, you're lucky I'm here because I kind of thought it was Saturday today. And then I'm like, wait, no, because I need to be at the office. Okay, so today's Friday. And then I thank God for calendars, right? And that's what Cindy's saying too. She has to keep it on the calendar. But
absolutely.
yeah, if I don't have it on my calendar, I completely forget. I mean, like even the littlest things. I have notes here in front of me to remind me things that I need to do. I mean, I'm that person now. Write it down. Oh my gosh, here's a funny one. I told Josh, my oldest one, I said, okay, the next one of us that goes to the store, we need to get duct tape. I need duct tape. So the very next day, he's going to go to the store and he says, what was that thing that you told me you needed? I'm going to run into town. Like, what was that thing I needed? And I was sitting there, both of us racking our brains. And I was like, okay. So I was just saying the Dollar Tree or something, any of those places. I don't need a lot. I just need some. And so I'm sitting there in my mind going up and down each aisle that I could think of in the store. And I'm like, what was it that I needed? What was it that I needed? The funniest part is I needed it to tape down this cord that keeps the dogs will walk across and they hit this cord. And so I needed it to tape it to the corner so that it didn't pop out and trip him up.
Right.
I'm actually standing right next to it when he's asking me, what is it you want?
I don't know.
I don't know. And I'm looking down and I'm looking around and looking. And I'm almost standing on the same cord that I wanted to tape with the tape when he asked the question. We didn't get it. He went to town and came back. And then I was like, and we both said, you know, we're going to remember as soon as you get back. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, as soon as he got back, I went walking by that cord and I almost tripped or snagged it. And I was like, oh man, that's right. We got to get some, that's what it was.
But have you noticed, okay, because I've been doing that a lot too. It's like, okay, in the store, I'm going to get this. Usually I have my set things, but there's some of the oddball thing, whatever. And it's like, okay, get this. And I'm going to remember because it's only one thing. So I'll remember that one item. And then I'm in the store and I'm doing all my stuff. And then I find myself in this area. And I'm like, why am I here? Well, that's weird. I don't even know why I'm over in this area. And then I leave and I get home. And I'm like, I didn't get that thing. And I was right there where I was. And so I feel like that's your guide. And like you said, you were standing there when Josh asked you, what was it? That's like your guidance team or something putting you in that spot.
They're trying to get you to remember.
Because every time, I mean, it's not like I never even went over to that part. I was in the department of that, you know, it was like, yeah. I was right there. So it was like, it was all trying. Everything was trying.
We're all losing it, folks. We're all losing it. We're doing it together.
Yeah, so just know you're not alone. That's what.
Exactly. Calendars and lists. Yes, Cindy, that's right. Okay. Let's see if I got anything else. Lisa says, I'm forgetting information I have been listening to or reading. I go to share it, but it's like, yes, it's like it vanishes from my mind. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can't even retain things that I've read, or it's exactly like that. I'll be like, oh, I read this really cool thing. And then I won't be able to remember. Mm-hmm. I think I've done that with you where I'm like, oh, that post that I saw, who posted that? Where did I see it? What did it say? Mm-hmm. I didn't know I wanted to share it with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so such good times. We do have a question on here about pets, so I'm going to read this because it's interesting. How will our pets ascend? Will they go first into new earth?
That's a good question. You know, the pets, well, they're in a different, they belong to a group soul and they're doing their thing as well. We have been told that the other animals, you know, ones that I remember mom saying this one time and I was like, how is that going to work? Where she said the animals that are extinct, essentially extinct, they're already on the new earth. They're already in there. And I'm like, that's going to be interesting.
Right? Those dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, they're trying to give me information, but for the dinosaurs, but I don't know.
Yes.
It's not clear. As it clears up, I'll share it if I'm supposed to. So, okay. Animals, you know, animals are pets for sure. When they are our pets, what we're doing for them is helping them to move into the next form, like that they're moving from animal into human, you know, because that's what they do. That when you're doing it linearly, so this is the way we understood it. Whenever we understand linear, okay, we're working through all these different life forms and we're going from elemental rocks to water or whatever to things, and to animals to pets to finally humans, okay. But now, you know, we know things a little differently. Now we know that all these things are happening. You know, everything happens at the same time. It's all happening together at the same time. So what, you know, an animal in this life is already having another life as something else, just as we are. We're having our lives. I was a mammoth in a life. Okay. That life is still occurring. It's happening in another dimension, time space event. Gosh, there's got to be a better, I think that's the word, time space event. That tells you, see, it's like a block. We have these blocks of things that happen. And that's how my mind is better able to understand the simultaneous time thing. If you look at it like that, these are occasions, occurrences. So it's a time space event is an occurrence. Okay. And one may be happening in the 1700s. One may be happening here now. One may be happening on a ship. In a galaxy far, far away. One may be happening in the, I don't know, the distant, what we call future, let's say 5,000 something, you know.
Really jump forward.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, because it's all time. It doesn't just stop here. It goes, you know, everywhere. So
that experience is everywhere.
Mm-hmm, it's all of the experiences that we are having. And seeing the reason that we are knowing this now is because we know that we can affect now because we're learning from the other ones. Where before it was, you know, you're on this one and you're learning in this one and you're working through each life as you do it. Now we're understanding that we can learn from the other lives, but this is the one we're focused on, but we learn and we affect. That's a huge thing to know that we affect. Those lives affect this one and this one affects those. So as we grow and expand, then we're affecting other ones. Those other ones are growing and expanding. They're doing things. Okay, now what does that have to do with pets?
Okay. Hey, good. You remembered the original question.
I did. Sometimes I will do that. I know I was getting off. I could feel her going, that's not the answer to my question.
Yes. I'll take a sip.
Absolutely. But as far as the pets, you know, they're growing with us. They are here with us for a reason. And we all do these things together. So I don't know this for a fact. You might have gotten some information, Tracy, but my feeling and what I'm getting is that it's all a vibratory thing. It's a frequency thing. And we're all moving. We're affecting those around us. So, you know, we have it like they have to ascend. They're already so far ahead of us. They're probably here to help us ascend.
Yeah.
Help us do this frequency.
That's kind of the way they're kind of more here as our support. And so they're not resolving anything.
No, because they're total unconditional love.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what they're here to teach. They're here to teach us compassion. Well, I think we're teaching them or what we're doing.
Some of you know that she hides behind me.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
You know, when we love them and they say they learn when they're learning that compassion, although it brings it out of us too. But that's what was said before is that's what brings them into where now they when we do that, we isolate them. I know I'm speaking all over the place, but it's like we pull them out of that soul or out of that whole herd kind of thing. You know, they're in this group soul. And so when you take an animal and you identify its personality and it's like you're molding and shaping. This is what mom would, what she learned from what she hip was doing was that it pulls them out of that group soul. And now that's what helps them to now the next life, they can be a human. And they probably would see, but now we know they already are a human if they wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. In some somewhere. Place.
And so. Somewhere we're an animal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be concerned about the pets. It's, you know, they're here for us and we're all here together.
Okay. Somewhere in here, my other page crashed. So second, I'm going to see if I can refresh this.
And I meant that in a loving way. I don't know if that comes across that way. Sometimes when I say, don't worry about that. I mean it in that, They really are. They, like you said, they don't have stuff that they're working out. They're here
right.
guiding and helping. And
They're supporting us. They're giving us an opportunity to love and to cherish and to evolve. You know, when you get an animal and that animal relies on you to take care of it, feed it, you know, make sure it's got shelter and, you know, there's a beautiful exchange there. So I think that you were right when you were saying they help us evolve, because it gives us something outside of ourselves to.
Right. It helps open that heart. You know, and that's a huge thing for us moving and our frequencies and raising our vibrations. It's that heart. We gotta let go of fear, gotta let go of all the judgment and things like that holds us down. And what does that best is just opening that heart up more and more. So when you have people, beings of any kind to love on and be loved, that's what that's doing. It's opening that heart.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. But yeah, as I fill my house with animals. And,
yeah. You're really doing it.
I do. It's like, okay, let's pair each person with an animal or two. Or two. So yeah, it's interesting though, because Jaden, he's the one that hasn't ever asked me for a pet. Mm-hmm. Like Josh is like me. It's like there was something furry outside, now it's inside. There was a squirrel out this morning when I was watering plants. It's lucky it didn't become a pet.
I have skunks that walk by every so often.
Right, those are good pets. Don't even say that around the oldest one, because he's like, you can de-skunk them, you can
That's out. True. Mm-hmm.
And they're like cats. I'm like, no, you cannot have a skunk. But when Jaden asked me, you know, I was kind of like, okay, how serious are you? And you know, it's taken me a while to finally commit, because it's a dog. It's a commitment. Mm-hmm. And just to see him connect with the mm-hmm. animal was really cool for me, because he's never really, like, he loves my little dog and, but he doesn't really have one that he's bonded with. Right. Josh does. I do. You know. So it's really cool. No, Tiffany, not a pet raccoon. Not a domesticated raccoon, please. But
they make good pets. They're so sweet.
My God, they're so cute. Until, have you heard them hiss?
I haven't heard them, but I heard that they can be a little. That's right. You had some that you had to relocate.
So scary. Yeah. They sound like an evil creature coming out of a dark woods. Yes. Oh my gosh, the first time I heard a raccoon get angry, that was, I don't ever need to hear it again. At least a mark. But they are adorable in the face. Yes. I bet one of those could rip a person to shreds, a little raccoon. So don't believe the innocence. Just saying.
And that may be why they do that, because they have to. Because they look so cute, they might be easy prey.
Possibly.
So they have to put on a really good front.
Yeah, and it's really loud too.
Mm.
They could startle you. Okay, let's see. Okay, with love, we help pets develop their personality to help them ascend. That's what you're saying. And that was from Linda. What about animals who were abused? Is that karma that needs to be repaid? My dog is a rescue. It was used for, don't know. I'll read it, but I don't like to.
No, I don't want you to read it. Actually, that's part of a challenge that I was told to put out for people. And it's exactly that. Don't read it. When you see things like, don't read them.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, her dog was abused.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs aren't the ones, somebody trained them to do that. Yeah,
it comes
dogs,
from
a lot of things. The dogs have karma.
No, remember, they're helping us and guiding us and teaching us how to love. And if they were abused, if something happened, then that's on the person that was doing it. They were reflecting to them what they have that they need to work on, that they want to work on. They're showing all that. But let's look at it this way. Because this is your dog. It was a rescue and he came from that kind of a situation, right?
Yeah.
The dog would not have gotten to you if it was not in that situation.
Yeah.
So maybe look at it that way. This is how this was his
So
way of
to
getting
clarify,
to
she doesn't mean my dog. This was Alyssa's dog. That, yeah.
But
So
that's if the dog, just like Rocket, Rocket was in an abused situation and where the police, they went in and they took the dogs out and you know, all the humane societies, all the places took the animals to take care of them and then find them homes.
Yeah.
If that original person had been a different kind of person with these animals, I never would have gotten Rocket.
Right.
So let's just, you know, and maybe that was an agreement. These animals know what they're coming into. These animals know what is going to happen. And they are so in tune, guys. They are so in, they know what's happening. If that's your dog, they're going to find you. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe it took this situation to find you.
What was it? I think the movie was A Dog's Life or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it took the dog through many lifetimes kind of.
Yeah.
A thing.
Well, here, since we're talking about animals.
What's going on this other page? Because I don't see us broadcasting anymore.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. What were you?
Well, this is an interesting question. And so I'm just wondering, because I have had it happen. Anybody else have one of their animals, especially, it seems the ones that I notice are dogs anyway, a dog reincarnate back into, so
oh,
they come back
yeah.
into your life.
Yeah.
Are you noticing where they have come back around? You know, they pass and then they come as another dog back into your life. Anybody notice that? And so Latte is...
Latte is a dog that I had. I believe this is her third time with me in this life.
Mm-hmm.
You're dedicated.
Yeah.
So I had a dog when I was younger in grade school. I had this little dog that I just loved. And I came home from school one day and the dog, there was two dogs, one for my sister, one for me. And the dogs were gone. And my dad had said the pound had stopped by and they didn't have tags and he wasn't willing to pay for them to have tags. So they took them. Don't know if that's a real story or not.
Mm.
He could have gave them to a friend, told us a story. I don't know. But anyways, the dog was gone. I was crushed.
Mm-hmm.
So later in life, oh, I'm sorry. I've had this dog four times. So then we got a pug dog when I was probably mid-teens.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that dog, we lived on a farm. So there's a lot of things you can get into on a farm. It got into some poison and it didn't survive.
Right.
Again, crushed. Then I got this dog back when I was first married. I got this cute little dog that looked like a little miniature German Shepherd. And oh my God, that dog had my heart. And then one day, it was about 10 years old. And my now husband had left the front door open. And two of the dogs got out. We had three at the time. Two got out. And one came back. So I never knew what happened to my dog. Another heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have the dog again as Latte. I did get confirmation from Spirit that is indeed the same dog. And that she came back again. So
mm-hmm.
this time, I'm going to handcuff that little sucker to my arm.
This is why she sits behind you on the chair.
Yeah. We get separation anxiety. We don't like it. And it's like, don't leave, mommy. I've seen that happen before. And then something happens and we get separated. So, yes. So I would say Latte is, in fact,
I had that with it was a dog that Tiffany and I had, and then I I was not where I could take care of him for a little bit, and then when I came back he died like the day before I came back, and it was like, oh man, I couldn't believe that he didn't wait for me. I'm like, I'm right here, what happened?
Yeah.
And then within I'm trying to think when, let's see, that would have been before. So about 6 months later, 5, 6 months later is when You know, 'cause I was like, okay, I want a certain kind of dog. I'm going to have trying to place by years anyway, but I was like working on my home and getting my home and things like that. I'm like, okay, in my home, I want a certain kind of dog, and I want it to be like the dog I had. You know, I was like that temperament. I really like that temperament. And I was like, I want a dog like that, and I want this, you know, certain kind of cat, because I lost my cat as well. The cat ran off, and so I don't know what happened there. Anyway, so then this dog pops up. I come home one day, and it's just right there and jumps in my lap. It's kind of like what you're saying, that, you know, they just know. And it was like about the third day, you know, Onyx, the first dog, had this certain way of eating, and I've never seen any other dog eat this way. And that it was like, God, you know, it was just so strange. Well, anyway, on about the third day, Toby, he's got food, he's been eating everything, but all of a sudden he does it the same way. I'm like, Onyx? Oh my gosh.
Love how they give you the little clues. This is
And then I asked an animal communicator, oh, several months later, I was asking them, you know, is this possible? And they're like, oh yeah, dogs do it all the time. They're always running. It's like they're a guide. There's something, it's like where they want to stay around you. So they just keep moving into another one. You know, they just one's done, now they'll go to another one.
They're
But
like,
yeah, if they
okay.
need to be with you, they will. I haven't figured that out for, I don't know if that's Rocket or not. I've asked Toby, I called him Onyx, and he's like, huh? You know, like, oh, that was another thing.
Yeah, he
So,
didn't respond. That's pretty awesome.
yeah, but then after a little bit, they stopped. I stopped calling him that too. I didn't want to confuse him.
It's just for us to know. I remember when I realized my little one that looked like a little German Shepherd was the pug dog reincarnated. I hadn't fully understood that it was also the other dog that I had had in childhood as well. But I can remember the moment because I was driving home from a little spiritual thing that my mom and I went to, and we were having a conversation. And the little German Shepherd dog name was Duke. And I said something about, well, I wonder if Duke is one of like a dog that I've had before. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't even stop the words from coming out of my mouth. Oh my God, he was a pug dog. And I just started crying. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And the funny thing is he was colored like a pug dog. He had the kind of the creamy coat and then the little black muzzle, but he had a longer nose, so he looked kind of like a little German Shepherd. But I got to think, oh my gosh, he's even the same colors. He was really trying to let me know.
Was,
And
yeah.
then here he is again. And that's why I'm excited about this new one, because again, they pick us.
Yes.
Like for me to see that advertisement, I've seen a whole bunch of advertisements for husky puppies. I was even looking for a while because I kind of wanted them to get one of those little palm huskies where they mix them with the Pomeranian.
Okay.
And they come out small and stay small because I'm a small dog person. So I'm trying to shrink his big dog into a small dog, but nothing ever really stuck. And then all of a sudden, without looking, boom, there it is. Oh, I wonder if she has. And you know, I called him up and I said, "What do you think of these dogs?" And he was that one, and she had it. And I'm just like, okay, that's how it was with Latte. That one's mine. And so I'm excited to see how that evolves with him because you know he's 17. This could be the start of a series of soulmate dogs, you know. So how this dog's going to play in his life and all the goodies. So, all right, I am going to try and refresh this again and see if we are playing. I'm not sure what's happening with that. So I'm going to go back here. Yeah, I'm not getting that we're live streaming right now, but that's okay. Going. Yeah, the connection was lost halfway into the show. Did this happen to everyone? Yeah. Okay. So sorry, guys. Hopefully, we can get that back up and running. Not sure if everybody's
This,
getting the
yeah,
memo
this
here.
is being recorded, and that will be put back out there. But
We can put it out when it's recorded.
we love to be live with you.
Oh, hey, here we go again.
Yay! But then that will be put back up there.
Okay, now we're streaming. Hopefully everybody comes back. Okay, so now I got to do my tricks to get me back.
Oh my gosh, there we go. That's so funny.
All right, so now we're back. Thank you, producers. Okay, so to catch you guys up, we talked a lot more about dogs.
Yeah, we'll
put the full recording up when we're done.
It was really good. So listen, because we're talking about
dogs
reincarnating back and how they come and be with you and they stay with you. And so really, it's really cool stuff.
Yeah, and I told the story about how Latte's been with me at least 4 times now.
Yeah.
So you might want to listen to that. That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Very
so,
cool.
Yeah, good stuff. You know, one of the things that I found out through sessions too is that animals are portals for our loved ones to come through and just kind of share love with us, like when we're feeling lonely or sad or missing someone.
That makes sense.
Their essence through the animal, the cat, mm-hmm. the dog, mm-hmm. whatever animal it is, even like a mm-hmm. rabbit or guinea pig, any of them can be like these little.
Right.
Everybody's going to go out and get a guinea pig now, because why wouldn't you? Those things are so cute. If they didn't, you know, if you could potty train a guinea pig, I'd be in trouble. No. One of these days, you guys will be watching and there'll be monkeys swinging from the rafters in the house. And yeah. And this could be why I'm still single.
We hadn't put that together, had we? You have lots of animals. Well, you're full. You know, you've got a full heart, a full house, a full, you know.
Full schedule.
Yeah.
Eating regimen. It's just mm-hmm. so much. So, I don't think we got everybody back, but we did get a few of you guys to come back. Thank you for coming back. And
thank you, yeah.
That's too good. All right, what else do we got for these guys?
Well, were there any questions before we all got disconnected?
No, I think, well, not that I was reading anyway.
Okay, because we
were talking about being forgetful. I was gonna say, what were we talking about?
That's true. Then we went into the animals. So I think we've got that. But do you notice, and I think it's interesting, I think this is in general, and that's why these animal questions are coming up, that, you know, that we're becoming more and more and more, and this is how I knew the things were shifting, was conscientious of the earth and of animals, of plants, of every single piece of life that is out there. I mean, it's taken to this other degree, you know, of something.
And the awareness of how all of the life on this planet is essential to your life, my life, you know, being more respectful of it.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of times where I just sit there and think, what would we do if we didn't have to eat? Right. Because, I mean, a lot of our lives are around eating as well. But
mm-hmm.
think about that in the bigger scale of things too, as far as plants and animals and all the things that we do consume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it. My mind will go out there into these little quandaries that are just kind of like, okay, what ifs, what if? But in that, realizing how important every little thing is. To everything else,
to the whole picture. I think of that sometimes. It's like, yeah, if this weren't here, I mean, it's like, this is here to, it feeds off of this. I mean, it's all comes down to eating, you know? So it's like, you have your food chains and things like that. I mean, most of the animals don't come in to socialize. They come in, they are socializing, but you have your food chain. I mean, there's something, they are here, you know, that this is here to feed them. And then something else is here to feed this thing, you know, and something else is here, you know, it all keeps moving that way. And it's really cool when you think about it, it's how completely efficient the world is at taking care of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are getting some people back in. Another one, Texas. Hello, Deborah. Texas is on it tonight. Yeah. But yeah, it does. It's it, and they say, you know, it goes full circle, and it completely does. You know, if we weren't tending to the gardens, there wouldn't be the food to eat, and the plants mm-hmm. wouldn't. Some of the plants wouldn't survive. Some of them would probably go gangbusters. But okay. Oh, we're getting the messages back. Okay, that we're live. Just reading this over.
We're back alive now.
Yeah, that was a it was a glitch, but we were. We're still
glitch in the matrix.
Yeah, we glitched it. I have this hair thing going on. I do get my
I do too. I can't have one piece. That's
but it's like I got a Superman curl that wants to be right here and it wants to hit me right in the eye. So you guys are just going to watch me play with my hair. We're all going to be okay about it. Oh, no. Fixing my necklace, fixing my hair. You guys are dealing with me today. I am high maintenance. What can I say? Okay, let's see. We've got some time to talk. I'm trying to think if there was anything that came up in sessions today. I actually did have a session about animals. Oh, I had this really cool session where this gal was talking to me about her horse. Okay, uh-huh. Since we're on an animal thing, let's just
absolutely. Yeah, let's stay on this theme.
So, yeah, so she had this horse, has this horse that is very intuitive. And so she was, I believe she was talking to an animal communicator, like you mm-hmm. said you did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, this horse is very intuitive and it's a healer. Have you ever considered using it for healing?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, well, what would that look like? She goes, well, let me set something up. So she set something up and people came in and they stood in a circle and they put the horse in the center. And this communicator, the animal communicator, stood by the horse, and the horse would pick somebody out of the circle and walk up to him, and it would nudge him. And so then after it nudged him, then the animal communicator would tell them the horse's message. And I was like, I'd totally go to something like that.
Absolutely.
I'm totally in. So anyways, so then as soon as they got their message, then they would wait and the horse would look around and then it would walk over to somebody else. And so she'd go over and give them their message, you know, and it would always nudge them. She said, anyways, it sounded like the neatest thing. And I'm like, we just do not get how powerful these guys are
mm-hmm. and
how wonderful that is. It's like horses, you know, horse people get it because they know how intuitive, right. smart and beautiful and gentle these beautiful beings are. But anyways, yeah, I was like, so when are you doing that again? I want to go. I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to a horse intuitive reading. That would be fun. But so exciting that, you know, people are opening up to these kinds of things and doing that kind of stuff and getting that information out there. But yeah, that would be, to me, that would be like, that's the retreat to go to. Let's get the horses out. Let's play with the horses.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's seeing the multidimensionality of the animal. I mean, for years, I mean, these are things that are happening recently. I mean, definitely in this lifetime. I mean, maybe it wasn't, I just know what I was raised around. You know, it's like, it's an animal. It was always referred, that's an animal, you know, like it's a different thing completely. And we just have a different attitude. I think, at least I know I do, and the people I know, it just seems like this attitude, they're now a being, they're a part of the family, they're your best friend, they're this. It's like, to think of them as an animal, it's just really, it's, I have to remind myself sometimes that this, you know, oh yeah, you're an animal, you're not, you know, I mean, we're animals too, but it's like, okay, like this, like back here, right now, like I love On Rocket, and I was looking, I was like, what does that feel like to have hair all over you? Because I'll be honest, no, it's like, that's so cool. And I just wonder what that's like.
Hmm.
You know, but that's the only thing. I'm just looking, it's like, you're just different that way. You have longer hair. We all have hair on our, you know, but you just have longer hair.
Well, and they run around naked.
Yeah, right.
There's that.
So anyway, those are the kind of things that I think.
That cross your mind. They'll show you what it's like. Mm-hmm. There was I got to, and I don't think I've really done it since, but there was one time where I was doing a reading where I was asked to tune into the dog, and this person lived up in the woods, and I'm tuning into the dog, and I'm telling him, okay, I feel like I'm laying out on your front porch, and it feels like it's the front of the house, and there's a tree, and there's an owl sitting in that tree, and I'm talking to the owl. I communicate with the owl, and he's like, absolutely. He took pictures and sent them to me. He's like, this is the porch, that's the tree, that's where the owl sits. Nailed it. But while I was doing all that, because that animal, that dog was communicating with me very well, like I really felt like I was merged with his dog. And there was two dogs. The other dog was telling me that it runs off into the woods and plays with Bigfoot. And he goes, is that where she goes? She'll take off for like 2 hours and then come back. And so he was confirming a lot of the things. Mm-hmm. But the thing that was really, really cool to me was when the dog was showing me when it's resting, how much it can hear and sense, you know, in its resting place outside. I was hearing twigs snap that were way, way off in the distance. Mm. Our ears would not have heard it. And I was hearing, like, I was feeling just even the slightest little breeze and movement and the smells. And like, I was getting all of the sensations on this amplified level. And it's like, well, no wonder, you know, when we're home before any of the loved ones do, because you can hear the car way over at the stoplight out, you know. Yeah. And it's like, but yeah, the stuff that they were showing me, these dogs were showing me, they're so intelligent. They're saying they're having conversations with the owl, you know. It's like this owl would show up and he would just sit there and have a conversation with it. And it was just really cool. And then the owner got to know that that's, you know, that the dog's communicating with the owl, because he knew the owl was there. Mm-hmm. So animals fascinate me. They're wonderful.
So did the other one show you, like, through his eyes what Bigfoot looks like? I mean, what he sees?
No, because I was tuned into the other one.
Oh,
tuned into the one that didn't go into the woods. That one was just telling me that's what the other one does.
Oh,
I think the owner might have asked, where does, I don't know, Dottie go when she takes off for 2 hours? You know, that might have been a question that was asked. And then all of a sudden I had this total knowing that we're playing with Bigfoot, or a juvenile Bigfoot, and that they were playing with his dog. So
makes sense.
I would want to play with a dog if I was a Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and I'd want to play with Bigfoot if I was a dog.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it all measures out. So anyway. Oh, all of that being said, I think we're finally at that point now that we've chopped this whole show.
Now we got everybody back. Bye. Bye.
So before we do our big goodbye, let's talk to people about QHHT.
Yeah, very quickly, if you would like, see, we're talking this information, like, now the last part that Tracy was talking about was readings that she does, but, you know, you can get information like that through QHHT sessions, because that's, absolutely, we have these experiences, we have been these beings, these other beings, and so you go back into those experiences and see what it was like. It's really, really cool. If that's something important for you to know at this time, you will have that experience. But it's a wonderful way of helping people to know who they really are and get answers to their questions. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Anyway, QHHTofficial.com, and all the information is on there, and you can you click on there. It has on the front page, or you can click on the course information. You'll get everything you need to know for level one. And I think you have a coupon code
I have a coupon code. If you want to save 10% on your level one class with QHHT, put in the magic is real as one word. The magic is real.
Yeah.
And it really is. Your magical journey will begin. It's life changing. Let me tell you.
It is. Yeah, it is. So, and how can people find you, Tracy?
TracyMahan.com is my website, and everything I do is on there. Or if you're looking for a QHHT session, you can find me there, or you can find me at QHHTOfficial.com.
Yeah.
Simple, easy, peasy.
Absolutely. Anyway, thank you guys for being here and then leaving and then coming back. And then
those of you who are going to watch later because you didn't know to come back, and then those who are watching on YouTube or on a podcast, we love you all.
We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you so much for being here with us.
All right, everybody.
Next time.
Bye. Bye.